Hey everybody, Scott Johnson here for Extra Life Radio, and it occurred to me that most of you, or not most of you, a good portion of you that listen to the show don't actually check the blog or read the blog, so you don't know what's sort of being said there. And that's cool, because, you know, I'm that way with a lot of podcasts. I never check their site. I basically just listen to the show. So some of you may have heard, some of you may not have heard, but there has been a decision to retire Extra Life Radio. And as a courtesy, I'm going to read you what I wrote in the blog post, because it basically says exactly what's going on and why the show is ending. And it's better than me trying to make it up on the fly. So here you go. I write this post with some considerable hesitation. As longtime listeners are aware, ELR is in its fifth year, in its current form, and technically in its seventh year if you count everything I did in 2002 and 2003, and the initial 30 episodes or so in late 04. That is a long time, slightly longer than the entire run of Star Trek The Next Generation, if you want a nerdy comparison. It pains me to announce that I am retiring ELR, or at the very least, putting it on indefinite hiatus. The intention was always to go out while it was still strong and on its game, which is still true today. The last thing we want to do is run it and ourselves into the ground. To invoke a lesson from 80s television, we'd rather go out while Bo and Luke are still jumping ravines, rather than bringing in Coy and Vance for yet another season. Something like that. The time is right. We've done 233 episodes. I could not be more proud of ELR's run and its place in podcasting history. While downloads are still strong, efforts like FilmSack, AppSlappy, Current Geek, and The Instance have exploded past it in terms of numbers long ago. While this never deterred my passion for the show, and hanging out with Brian and O, I always knew that the show had an end somewhere. They all do. The trick is knowing when to go with your gut and follow your instincts. I can't say enough about everyone's involvement with the show over the years. Great guests, interviews, contributors, etc. But the most important, Brian and O. While the show has changed faces here and there, O and Brian have been staples and so crucial to it working the way it did. It was such a pleasure to work with such talented guys. O brought an edge to the show that often became the catalyst for our best material, and we could never do without the dry humor and incredible flow of impromptu funny that seemed to come out of Brian's mouth with such ease. I'll miss the show, but it's also exciting to think about new projects, new shows, and new horizons for all of us. Above all, we have you to thank for ELR's long podcasting run. You are simply the best community on earth, and I am beyond grateful for each and every one of you. To not thank people like Andrew, Scott Fletcher, Sebastian, Randy, Len, Mark, Tom, Kristen, Eric, Rick, and 100 others would be a crime. You've all made ELR better than it would have been otherwise. Even Seamus. As you can see, I'm not allowing comments on this post, simply because this is actually a painful choice that I don't want to get all sad about as I read everyone's reactions. It's like going to a funeral where you'd really wish to just have your own room where you could just take it all in. I'd much rather look forward to new exciting projects that might come from the three of us, be they individually or jointly. I did want to mention that I will finally be getting around to putting a best of collection together on CD with original artwork, music, and other extras, including some stuff that was never aired, and make it available for sale. I'll keep you up to date on that as we get closer to having it done. In the meantime, enjoy the archives, enjoy the rest of the growing Frog Pants Studios podcast lineup, and remember ELR in the fondest light you can. I know I will. So that's it. The end of an era. 5 years of ELR proper. That is to say, with me, Brian, and O, and others. And its time has come. So I want to thank all of you for listening. The archives will remain up online, not moving that anywhere. And who knows what the future will bring? I don't know. You know, for the show, or for the three of us, or what we might do together. But this is where we're at. Not an easy decision. You can read that blog post if you want to. I don't know why you would. Over at myextralife.com. The comic and everything else will continue over there as usual. All the other shows are still happening. To see a full listing of those, go to frogpants.com. And I can't say enough, but I also feel like saying very little because there's no real good way to end this. So I'll just end it like that. Thanks, everybody.
E-E-L-R. E-E-L-R-R.